Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode 126, we are sitting down with transformational coach and speaker Jazz Gill. Today we're talking about some mindset work. We're also talking about her transition from banking to becoming a life coach. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money doing what you love. Let's begin. Welcome back to Talks with Maria. Today we're going to talk with Jazz Gill, a transformation coach and speaker. Today she's going to share with us her journey of being a banker turned life coach. Jazz, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you so much for this opportunity to be on your show.
Thank you. We're excited to have you and really dig deep into how you've become a life coach and all of the things that you can share with us in this journey. So let's jump right in. What made you get into being a life coach?
Mm-hmm. Well, life did get me to get into life coaching.
Yeah.
So I'm a chartered accountant by my education background. And throughout my life, I've been focused on academics, doing well in my life and achieving milestones in my career. And while I was in my job and, my banking career, my financial services career, I was enjoying it, but there was something that's always missing there. There was always like a part of me that I felt that there's something more out there. And, in the process, like I just went on working so much. Because I just felt working harder would lead me to more fulfillment and more happiness and achieving, those milestones that I had in my goals. But it's just, it was like I had everything. I had the job, I had the finances, but I didn't have happiness. So I didn't know what went wrong with all the hard work that we were told, right? Like that work hard and you get what you want in life and, So I just it was the peak of my professional career, and it was also leading to a burnout. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, in my personal life, I had some heartbreaks, and both these things combined, I was starting to question what am I here to do? What am I here to do? And how can I bring up that confidence in myself? Where did I go wrong, or did I even go wrong in believing that work hard is going to get me the happiness and fulfillment that everyone talks about? So I gave a hard look at myself in the mirror, and I couldn't recognize myself. And I was like, who is this? Where's my cheerfulness? Where's the joy that I always had in life?
Yeah.
And that's where this exploration started, that I was exhausted, overwhelmed with just working, not knowing what I need, what I want in life, and just going on, that, okay, I need to work, I need to study, I need to get a job, I need to earn, get promotion, just in that cycle. And that was it. Like, it was just a moment of overwhelm and exhaustion that led me to stand in front of the mirror, ask myself, what do I want? Who am I? Where am I going in my life? And, where did I lose my spark? And that was the start of my journey into knowing more about life. What do I want? What are my needs? What pretty much coaching myself back into confidence and clarity on what I want in my life. What is it that I need? What is for my own happiness and higher fulfillment, which is also for the higher good of all. And that's how like a lot of introspection happened there. And it led me to believe that I really love to contribute. And mm-hmm. I realized that I'm not alone in feeling that overwhelm or that exhaustion. Like there were so many others around me, and I started to help them bit by bit, like, either my cousins or my friends or other people around me in the workplace. And that led me to, and that gave me so much happiness and fulfillment that, it's bringing about change, and people are beginning to love their life. It's bringing happiness back to them. And that's how I started. Okay. And then I got introduced into coaching. There's something called coaching. And then I started exploring more that, okay, there is a field called life coaching. And this is a formal profession that I can pursue along with doing my own corporate thing. And you know, so it's about balance. And that's what it came up to, is doing the coaching certifications, learning different tools. So I have my NLP practitioner certificate. I have Heal Your Life coaching certificate. I'm a Reiki level one certified as well, because I kind of like delved into spirituality along with mindset work. And so it's like a combination of East meets West for me, where, you know, wherein like it helped me to get into life coaching. And that's how the whole journey began.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds like a really huge life-changing event for you, a series of events. Yeah. So when you say you are NLP, so that's neuro-linguistic programming, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. It is.
And you got a ton of certifications.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, I did get a ton of certifications. I guess, again, it was my desire to be the best in whatever I do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, acquiring all those tools and things that I can use to help other people, which will help me in being a good coach and, you know, and a better coach. And, you know, somewhere I realized, though, interacting with people and being out there has been more experientially rewarding than, mm-hmm. you know, just having these certifications. But definitely these tools have really helped. NLP has helped.
Yeah.
Reiki has helped a lot in mm-hmm. soothing energies and, you know, just being calm.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. out of all of your certifications, I want to know, what is the one thing you learned, you know, in being certified in the different categories? What is the one thing you learned that was like the most valuable? Like, wow, this is the one thing that I'm going to carry into my life and business. What's that one thing?
It's definitely the power of thoughts.
Okay.
It's a power of the mind. Because NLP, Heal Your Life, these have basically the common tenet is about changing your thinking and changing your life. You know, like change your thoughts and you change your life.
Louis Hay, right?
Louis Hay, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and even NLP is all about the psychological aspects of mindset, of how we can change our thinking, how we can break the patterns that we've built up over the years of our thought processes. Because you know, this is one thing that I'm always carrying now, and I practice daily being mindful as well of my thoughts. So like we are conditioned throughout our life as we are born, and since, you know, up until the age of 7, like a subconscious is registering all the experiences in there. Mm-hmm. And that kind of helps, that kind of goes on to become the foundation of our adult life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that we become mindful of what we are thinking and asking ourselves questions. That whether this is really who I am, is this really what I believe in, or is this someone else's belief that I've adopted, be it my parents or my sister or someone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one thing that I really take into my business, is that the mindset of what I'm bringing to my business or my coaching or whatever I'm doing in my life, mm-hmm. what am I believing about it? What are my beliefs about myself, my capabilities, my business, my services, or my contributions, like anything like that. So mindset has been my main area. And, you know, the whole, like I said, it's about breaking those patterns. So anytime a pattern reappears, you know, you'll be being mindful and catching it itself, and then going back and reframing it and become taking up a new thought in place of it to replace it. So that is really important. That is something that I've been carrying. Well, like to sum it, you know, I would just say self-awareness, because once we are self-aware of who we are, our thoughts and everything,
mm-hmm.
our mindset is going to really change based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we are aware of what we are believing in, what we are doing, what we are thinking, what, you know, whether we are aligned in what we are thinking, what we are feeling, and what we are doing, you know, it's really going to change our life, our business, our relationships, finances, everything.
Yeah, yeah. But it's so easy to not be self-aware.
It is very easy. Yeah.
It's so easy.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it is a practice. It is a practice. It's a mindfulness practice as well that has, that requires to be developed over time. And, you know, it's consciously living life consciously in awareness to question each thought that you have, you know, especially the negative ones.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Especially the negative ones, because it's so easy for our mind to think negative because we are conditioned that way. Like our survival instincts are to be staying safe and to, you know, be doubtful of everything.
Yeah.
So it's to break that pattern that it requires practice and it requires a lot of mindfulness in that so that we become self-aware. And there are a lot of practices for that, right? To increase our self-awareness. First is journaling. So which is like when you're writing down, you can ask questions to yourself. This is my thought. This is what I'm thinking about my business. This is how I'm feeling right now, you know, because then at the end of the day, it's also a thought behind that feeling that triggers that feeling. So whether you're thinking in the past or whether you're thinking about the future. So either way, you'll know that, okay, you have to come back to the present. So journaling really helps. And anything creative also, I feel like painting, cooking or anything, it just helps you to be in that moment and to be aware of what you're doing and being mindful of it.
Doing meditation, these, right?
Yeah.
Doing these fun talks. Yeah,
definitely. Mm-hmm. Like this definitely helps because even now as you're asking me questions, you're making me think, or what am I on? So it's definitely being in the moment here and answering and you know, and meditation helps as well. So meditation has helped a lot to just, I wouldn't say quiet the thoughts, but to be aware of the thoughts. That's where awareness comes from, that, okay, this is what the thought is. But do you want to attach yourself to that thought? It's, that is a choice that you have to make. And that's all the difference.
Yeah. So a little bit of what happened today, I was making breakfast and I delivered a sandwich to my, my breakfast sandwich to my husband in his office because he's working today. And he just took it. He just took it and say thank you. Right. And I'm just like, no one appreciates me. That's the thought. No one appreciates me around here. I go downstairs, I make pancakes for the kids and they didn't say thank you. And I'm like, no one appreciates me. You know, this whole thing is like, no one appreciates. I'm washing the dishes and I'm like, oh my God, all I'm doing right now is saying no one appreciates me.
Yeah.
Right. And so I asked myself, what would it take for me to feel appreciated right now? What would it take?
So you broke the pattern.
And I broke it. But you know, I literally was like, I caught myself doing that. You know, what would you suggest? You know, if you were like, hey Maria, stop with that. You do this instead. What would you suggest me do aside from a different thought process?
Aside from a different thought process?
Yeah, like how I said, what would it take for me to feel appreciated? You know, what would you, what's another tip?
Well, I would just go and hug the kids and the husband and feel that love. You know, just give love.
Just give love.
Yeah.
That's right. That's so true. Just give love. Just give them kisses. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, you know, just express your love. And it just makes, because that takes away, you know.
That's a good one.
Much of that judgments that we have, because it's.
Yeah.
The judgments about ourselves as well that create separation between us and the other person. And this is what it did.
That's
so to
true.
Break that, you just had to bring it back to love. And it's that's just true. You giving love also would, you know, have. Really, I feel built that connection again. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, yeah. Coming back to love. That's a good
coming
one.
Back to love.
Coming back to love. Wow, that's because it's just a good point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's just our judgments and our own self-talk, negative self-talk, that creates these walls that we have around everyone, and it's just kind of, you know, coming back to love, like you said. So it's beautiful.
Coming back to love. Yeah. Well, cool. I love that. So I want to know, you know, when you had said you felt burnt out being a banker and accountant, how long did it take for you to realize you needed a change?
It did take me a while. It took me a couple of months, actually, or maybe almost a year, to realize that something is wrong here in my life. You know, it took me days of being in bed and not wanting to get up, you know, not wanting to go to the job. And I'm like, I love my job. I like the work that I do. Why am I feeling burdened or drained by it? You know, that's not how how it's supposed to make me feel. It took me, definitely took me a couple of months to, because it was a build up slowly, I guess, that I didn't realize it. And I went pushing myself harder rather than kind of taking a step back and seeing what's wrong with me. I felt, you know, if I kind of focus more, make my timetable or do this or do that, it's going to work out. But by the time, like, I guess it was 8-9 months or something, that I'm like, this is something else. You know, so that's when I kind of paused everything and got back, you know, to understanding, okay, what's going on with me? What is leading me to this exhaustion? Why am I feeling this way? You know, there was a complete disconnect from the body because you're so much into doing and, you know, just achieving and going for that next, working hard, that, and not connecting with your own self. And rather so much on the outside, focused on the outside, that it doesn't really lead to that fulfillment and that that need for contentment within you. And because you're really looking outside to the job and everything to make you feel and fulfill that need of yours of fulfillment. But it doesn't necessarily come from there always. So yeah, it took me a couple of few months to realize that it was a burnout. It was that I had been really way too much focused on getting the education, getting those certifications, getting my degree of chartered accountancy, and, you know, being in the financial services, the numbers game and everything. It took a toll, whereas my soul was actually screaming at something else. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that was your intuition saying, hey, it's time for us to do something different.
Yeah. Okay. And I feel like it's always is like that, that the burnout kind of builds up slowly over the years because we were working nonstop without taking our own care or not tuning within. That kind of like one day then you realize that, okay, you know, enough of it. Well, you have to take stock of what has gone wrong. And that's what has become my mission, that I want to, you know, women to realize it beforehand, that while living each day, we are taking care of ourselves as well. So as not to reach that point where enough is enough moment comes in.
Right. You know? Right. So it was all, it took you some self-awareness, and then was it acceptance that made the shift, accepting it?
Yes, definitely. So that was a big, big point of it. Because I couldn't accept the fact that I was someone who had burnout happening. Really? Or who was even like, you know, I wasn't diagnosed, but I felt it was a depressive episode of my life. And, you know, and I couldn't believe that it was happening to me because I have always been a happy person, cheerful in my life and laughing constantly.
Yeah.
You know, and I've never really, there's always been, you know, a part of me that is always like happy about life, just being alive and stuff like that. So I didn't know why this is happening. And so self-awareness came in, but then acceptance took some time because I was like, no, this can't happen to me. Like, you know, and on the outset, it seemed as if I took care of myself. So, you know, again, all this, there's a self-care, I think also has two parts to it. One is the vanity, you know, the outside appearance of our own self that we take care of. And the other is really at nourishing our soul and nurturing ourselves, which really is the, I feel, the inherent self-care. Because I did take part of my outside for sure. I was at my best in my physique, my, you know, I was working out, I was looking great, my hair was great. Everything was like, you know, I was getting compliments every day. My dresses were all aligned, my shoes were all matching.
So you were a fashionista, but it wasn't good enough.
But it wasn't good enough.
It wasn't good enough.
Yeah. And so, well, some way I, you know, it, and even I noticed that interest started dwindling as my burnout started going up. You know, I found it a task to get ready, and I found it really draining to get ready and do all that stuff. It wasn't really happiness, right? So it wasn't making me happy. And that's where I realized that, okay, that's the acceptance that came in, that, okay, I really don't, you know, I might be in my PJs all day, but I'm really feeling happy about it. So that's another kind of acceptance that came in. And just like, you know, realizing that, okay, I'm good at the outside, but what is happening within me? What is my soul wanting right now? Okay, I want to sleep an extra hour, or maybe, you know, I don't want to talk to certain people. I want to phone detox, a social media detox, you know, just keeping the phone away. I personally haven't seen news or anything for a long time, for a couple of years now, like 9 years for me.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's like, obviously right now it's too much in your face, you can't avoid, but I do keep a track right now.
Right.
But initially that time when I was going through the burnout and stuff and everything, it was like, everything was too much, honestly, to handle, it seemed.
Was it?
That. Yeah. And, you know, but yeah, I take care of all that. That's why I don't indulge too much into news, because it's again affecting your mind. And it's somehow playing in your subconscious, and without us knowing it, it makes its way in our own self-talk and our own negative thinking.
Yeah, yeah. So that's interesting. You know, that's interesting that you say, you know, externally you were on point. Externally, you're on point, but internally, you just didn't align.
It didn't align. And that's that's what I was going to say. I was just not in alignment.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was doing something, I was thinking something, but I was feeling a different way. You know, at the office, I was like, they're pushing my way out. But inside, I was like just drained. And all I wanted to do was curl in bed and just sleep.
Yeah.
You know, like it was like that. And, so it's been, it was more about alignment of, so that, you know, bringing that congruency in what I'm thinking is what I'm feeling and what I'm doing, which is, the core, I feel, of nurturing yourself from within then. And also doing more of things, you know, I realize a lot of what we do, or rather a lot of who we are in our adulthood, is actually going back to our childhood. Finding out ways how we were happy, what made us bring fun into our life. Mm-hmm. Because somewhere adulting, we've forgotten to bring that fun element and that, you know, just that fun element into our life. We've become really serious about our responsibilities.
Right.
But I feel we can have fun while fulfilling our responsibilities as well. Just making more fun and more light about things. Than being caught up, you know, about everything being a certain way and stuff like that.
Yeah, like the childlike attitude towards things, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like a childlike attitude and an open mind to everything happening around us, you know, accepting that it's possible to happen to us, and making, you know, just that openness, open-mindedness to learn, to grow, and to evolve, as and know the fact that we will change as we grow in life, as we go on with our life, you know, and accepting that, because that was a tough for me to accept that I'm changing as a person, that I've changed as a person, you know. So
changing as a person, as a new person, the higher self,
higher version of me, and the transformed version of me, you know, complete transformation of my beliefs, my mindset, my lifestyle as well.
Yeah. So what kind of advice would you give to people who are transforming their own lives and adopting new identities, in a sense, and relinquishing the old, you know, them, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of advice would you give them?
Firstly, it's always the mindset, as cliched as it may sound. Mindset is everything. I personally, I've had certain beliefs come up, old beliefs come up, which I didn't know that they were still lingering in the background. Mm-hmm. And I've had to work through them in the last few weeks. And I realized it was all mindset. And the moment I realized that, And it's a constant process of working on mindset. It's not that you work today, then it's not gonna happen. It's gonna stay like that for months or years. Like, it's pretty much going to the gym. I feel mindset is like for the mind, you know, exercise for the mind. So when you stop going to the gym, your weight starts adding up, fat comes back to the body. So it's the same thing for the mind. I feel we need to keep working on our mindset if we really need to get to that next level version of ourselves, and we want to see ourselves, you know, living a more fulfilled and more happy lives. And it's, you know, so that's one of the, definitely mindset is one of the first things that I would focus on. That what is the area of life that I want to change, or what is it about me that I want to change, and then what are my beliefs in that area or about myself, and then seeing whether those beliefs align to who I want to be in that next level version of myself. Mm-hmm. And the second is I would say managing our energies.
Okay.
More than I feel our time, because you know, time, I feel like, yeah, we all have the same amount of it, but our energies are also really different for each one of us. And it's knowing what is your optimum, what is optimum level of your energy, and how are you using it? You know, we all have different times in the day where we are at our optimum level. So making use of those so that you can, you know, you're using your energy productively rather than, you know, doing things which are draining you or taking your energy away or leading to distractions, because I think that's really important to manage your energy. And again, energy is, it's mainly about focus, where you're focusing on. Mm-hmm. Because it's whether you're in the past or in the future. You know, if in the past, your energy is going to be like really low and heavy and, you know, because it's something related to the past, it's not there. And the future is something that will give you anxiousness, anxiety, or excitement. But either way, you're disconnected to the present. And right now is what you need to focus on. And you need to put your energy into the present so that you know what is the next action that you have to take for the next step. So yeah. Managing our energy is really important so that you can actually optimally use your time. Mm-hmm. You know, because time management is definitely, yes, there. It's, you know, creating buckets of your time. But if you're not in the right energy during, you know, using your time or doing the work that you have to do, it's not going to really bring the optimum results for you. Mm-hmm. So I feel managing energy is super important.
Okay.
The third thing is definitely having an open mind, I feel. And
okay.
That is to just being open to change. Open Ooh, to transform.
That's a big one. Yeah. Open to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, willingness and openness to change, to transform,
yeah,
you know, is important. Because when we have that, then the acceptance of the transformation comes easily, or else we kind of end up self-sabotaging or just coming in our own way, being scared of that change. But when we know that we are willing to change and we are ready to go to that next step, then it becomes easier to accept and not have resistance to it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, change is, I think, probably one of the biggest things that anyone who's transforming, they hold on to, like, themselves. They hold on, you know.
Yeah, because, and that's what's important. Like, you know, like, I do a lot of, like, in my spiritual work, there's energy work that's involved. And in that way, I energetically release the identity of my old self so that I can make space and invite the new version of myself into it.
Yeah.
And that helps a lot, because we are really, like you said, holding on so tightly to these identities, and especially like what people think of us, mm-hmm. you know, like our families, our friends, the opinions they have, the way they see us, but that does not necessarily define who we really are.
No.
And that's that willingness to be ready and, like, you know, of knowing yourself and being open to know yourself, to change and to see that. That's really important. Because, and that for me, journaling, energy work has helped a lot to relinquish those identities and accept what's coming in. So that's one thing that I would really, suggest everyone to work on, that what is the identity of their old self, and or rather, what is the identity of the new self and what is holding them back? You know,
right.
Who's the new next level version of them? And yeah. then what is it that's not letting them move ahead? Why do they think they cannot be that next version, Jaspreet, or next version, Maria? What is holding them back? And it does take time. It does take introspection in the sense to introspect about it. But once you know what's holding you back, it's quick to, you know, reframe and let go of it. And that's where the willingness, openness helps, that, okay, I know this is like the mindset is identifying awareness of this is what's holding me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, putting that energy into the right direction to reframe that. And then the willingness and openness to step into that new identity. Mm-hmm. And then that creates a transformed version.
No, that's huge. Thank you so much. So three, self-awareness, no, mindset.
Mm-hmm. Mindset, focus on energy.
Energy.
And willingness open to change, openness to change.
Willingness and openness to change. That's big. Thank you so much. So we want to know more. What is it that you do and where can the audience here find you and work with you?
Mm-hmm. For sure. So I do one-on-one coaching sessions with my clients, and I have a 3-month and a 6-month package, coaching package that I offer, where we go through an entire process of them moving from their confused self and exhausted selves into confidence and clarity, and just, you know, bringing back that spark in their life and identifying what's important and what's their needs are and aligning basically to their higher good in life. And that's what my program is all about. It's about the aligned you, so that you're, you know, the congruency between what you want, what you feel, what you think and do is all aligned. And I have a FB, my Facebook group, which is the Aligned Women group. And I have that. So everyone's free to join that group. It's got a lot of freebies in there. And as well as I host a weekly meditation session in that. And there are different forms of meditation that I conduct. And there's also a training going on confidence right now in there. And I'm also on Instagram. So I can definitely share my handle in there. And feel free to just direct message me on Facebook as well. So
we'll put all the links below in the description. So the Facebook group, we have the Instagram, and then your Aligned You program. That's super exciting. 3 and a 6 month program where you get to work with Coach Jazz one-on-one if you want. And then any final things you want to share? You know, a lot of the audience here are women, they're moms, they're entrepreneurs. Any piece of advice going into the new year for them?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I would say, New Year is a lot synonymous with the resolutions, New Year resolutions and stuff that we have. And something that I want to share is like, really don't put so much of pressure on yourself that you have to really align to the society needs of having, you know, New Year resolutions and stuff and, you know, kind of like living up to a certain image. Do what is good for you. You know, do what is what you love. And also, you know, I go by 3-month goals. So I would like recommend that, you know, instead of having like a New Year 12-month resolution or something like that, go small, like chunk it down into doable bits so that it doesn't overwhelm you, so it doesn't exhaust you. And it's at the same time, it gives you a feeling of achievement at the end of that short-term period. And keep reassessing that, you know, three months every quarter or something like that. So that's one of the things that I feel will help, because with families and with a lot of, and especially now with the work life and, you know, our homes becoming our offices, there's a lot of integration like that has it's mixed spaces and overlapping duties that's happening. So it requires a lot of more, I feel, more patience and more care and more nurturing your own self, rather than trying to keep up to an image for someone else.
That's true.
So just be true to yourself, you know, be true to yourself of what you want, what you need in that moment, and honor that. You know, sometimes it's just few minutes of closing your eyes and sitting at your desk or even in the washroom of your home if you have kids, because, you know, you never get a spare moment with kids. So yeah, so just doing, taking those little moments of, you know, stillness or silence in your day, so that you can just kind of like recollect and come back to your own center and feel grounded. And, you know, just doing those quick things, so that, you know, being true to yourself, just giving yourself what you need in that moment, rather than trying to keep up to an image of what someone else will think, or what they are doing, or, you know, so yeah, so just being true to yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much. That is going to be probably very valuable for a lot of moms, especially for the ones that are drained and with virtual learning and all of that. So thank you so much. Well, what we're going to do here is we're going to go ahead and conclude the show. Thank you. And you know what? I think we're going to talk, we're going to have you back on so we can talk about your self-confidence program you said you were doing in the Facebook group. Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Jazz. We're so excited to have you here, and all of the valuable tips, guys, so amazing, so profound, and really can help you with aligning with the new version and really the real you.
Yeah, definitely. The aligned you and the real you. And thank you so much for having me here and giving me this opportunity to speak and just sharing what has helped me to overcome my exhaustion, confusion, and coming into my own confident self. So thank you so much. It was a pleasure to share.
Absolutely. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.